ask and you shall receive. I have listened to the requests of the listeners, and I've posted the Sportsnet ID card.
Yeah.
Original photo taken 15 years ago. So you can head over to at DanRicho underscore on Twitter and have a laugh.
Yeah, the glow up is real.
I finally figured out how to hit the gym. Decided to wear a pair of contacts.
Yeah, and whatever that moppy hairstyle was. That's like a very emo. Was that emo phase?
I guess so. Yeah.
I wish you were listening to a lot of Death Cab for Cutie.
My Chemical Romance. Yeah. You know, like really getting into it, right?
Yeah. I could tell, 100%.
It's Dan Riccio. Satyar Shah. It is Canucks Central. Canucks and Tampa Bay Lightning coming up today. And we'll have a pregame warm-up for you coming up in an hour's time. Pregame officially starting after 3 o'clock. We'll get our pregame roundtable going as the Canucks 0-0-2 go in to take on the 1-0-0 Tampa Bay Lightning. So, should be an interesting one. And should be one, I mean, like the early season hockey, I don't know. It is, for as much as like we watch the Canucks games super close and you're looking for every little detail, every little mistake as you normally would, you have to have a part of you that says, okay, some of this is early season, new guys in the lineup, figuring some new things out. And the more when I watch the Canucks games, it's hard to guard myself from that. But then when I started watching other teams, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Now I'm reminded that this is also happening everywhere else.
Yeah, it's October is always the highest scoring month of the season, right? And then it kind of, everything slows down a little bit. You just don't want to be behind it too much early in the season, honestly. Like last year, one of the big reasons why the start was so important for the team was because they had so many bad starts. And they have proven they couldn't handle a season without a good start. And there was such a referendum on these players and whether they were worth building around and whether they were serious enough based on everything that happened in the past, that last year's start took a real big importance. It doesn't have the same importance in terms of proving themselves, but you still have to be above 500. Like, you can't have a poor start, you know? It's just, again, you know, we're too few games into the season to be able to draw any real conclusions. And again, like, they may not be a good team, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the possibilities. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But we're not going to find out for a few more games.
You know, like, other situations are a little bit more intriguing. Like Edmonton, if Edmonton were to have a similar start to the one that they had last year, there's no guarantees that they go on a similar run to get themselves out of that hole for a second straight year. Like, how many times are you going to win 16 games in a row to make up for how poorly you started a season? So, should there be more urgency in Edmonton after 3 losses in a row? It's not a completely dire situation, but at some point you do have to start getting wins. It's early, but it can get late quick.
Yeah.
Is somehow how you have to view it.
Yeah, and again, like, I think people want to know right away what this team is and what these players are. And you just need more time to find out what they truly are, right?
Yeah.
But you can't dig yourself a big hole.
No.
You just can't, you know? And at some point, you have to get a win. Are you there yet with the Canucks? Maybe not yet. But if they lose tonight, you get close to, okay, you got to start getting a win here. You can't, you know, we talk about avoiding 4 or 5-game losing streaks. Don't have one out of the gate.
Let's bring in our next guest. It is Eddie Lack, who's coming up to Vancouver for the CAN Pro-Am next month, November 1st to 3rd, is going to be one of the Canucks alumni participating and draftable for the event to come next month. Thanks for doing this, Eddie. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm so pumped to be coming back to Vancouver. Like, it's been way too long.
So, are you going to play goal, or are you going to be a coward and play up front?
I am going to score goals, and I can guarantee you right now that I will score more goals than Ryan Kesler, and that I will be the leading goal scorer of the tournament. That is what I'm setting out to be.
So before you played goal, what position did you play?
Well, I was the worst skater on my team when I was young, which is why they put me in goal. But in beer league here, ever since I switched to actually player skates from my goalie skates, I've been deadly here. So my expectations are really high.
So what are you like? You're a sniper, or like how does it work now? Like you just know all the areas to pick on the goalies, I guess.
I am more of a Ryan Kesler type of player, you know, like dirty. I throw myself at everywhere. I just bang in rebounds and tips and like maybe one good shot a game, but that's about it. Like everything is happening in front of the net, and that's where I'm going to be.
Well, I will give you a tip. The pros aren't allowed to shoot, okay? That's one of the unwritten rules of the tournament, so.
Perfect. Perfect. This is just setting up for me. It's amazing.
So, yes, Eddie is coming up to Vancouver November 1st to 3rd for the Can Pro-Am. We are big supporters of the event, as we have been through the years. CanProAm.ca, they've got a bunch of things you can bid on for the online auction, and you can also donate at CanucksAutism.ca. It's when former Canucks and NHL alumni come to play and support the Canucks Autism Network, and it's a great cause every single year. So, Eddie... we want to get your take on the Canucks as well. It's been two games.
Too early to panic. I know you guys love to panic. It's too early.
One overtime loss, one shootout loss. The games have been spaced out, so there's still like no wins in the win column, and you start to feel it after a while, but there can't really be any panic. Like if this were to happen at any other point of the year, no one would be thinking anything of it, right?
No, exactly. I mean, like, the only thing that's, like, a little bit concerning, I guess, like, I felt like they got outworked on both nights, right, against teams that they're supposed to be better than, right? So, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It is still very, very early, and we should thank God that we're not the Edmonton Oilers right now, because the panic button is pressing deep over there in Alberta.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an entirely different story, and they went through a very similar thing last season. And as far as you mentioned, kind of getting outworked, and, you know, the coach mentioned that he wants them to get back to their staples, and last year they were so good with their details, they weren't outworked or out-hustled, especially early in the season. Is there a level of when you go from last season to this season that... Not that you forget, but you have to reestablish those things. They don't just carry over from one season to another.
Yeah, I think so. And like, I mean, the team was obviously happy with how far they went in the playoffs and everything last year. I don't want to say that there's complacency there, but maybe there is a little bit, right? And you just need to get back to the basics now and find what made you successful last year again, and just bring that same feeling back.
The goalie situation is one that's gotten a lot of attention with Thatcher Demko's injury that's keeping him out. We don't know a timeline right now. Shelovs is the young guy who played well and performed well in the playoffs. They bring in Kevin Lankinen, who's been an established backup, had a good year on a bad team in Chicago. But when it's a situation like this, like, is it easier for the goalies to go, like, and just rotate through, like, one game for this guy, one game for the next? Because that's the way they've handled the situation so far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their plan is. I mean, especially in the beginning of the season, I feel like you want to get everyone going and everyone shot. For Chilov, it was just one game, right? So, is he starting today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I'm excited to see him today. I hope he has a good bounce back game. I felt that Lankinen had a really good first game. I felt that he looked like calm and brought some good faith and everything for the team, right? So the biggest concern is just like we don't really know with Demko's timeline, and I think that's when everyone it's like a little bit nervous, right? Because they said if they win, he might be ready for like the third round and everything. And now we started a season, and he's not playing yet, right? So that's the concerning part, because like if you want to go far, he is the guy that's gonna take you there, right? So I just hope that he's back soon.
Yeah, I think all of Canuck Nation hopes the same thing. And as far as Shelovs goes, you know, we always talk about competition being a good thing, getting the best out of both goalies. When you're a young goalie like Shelovs and you see Lankinen having the performance he had in the first game, is there a danger of overthinking and trying too hard, or does it bring the best out of you in a situation like that?
No, I think it brings the best out of you. And, like, I mean, they are going to need two goalies until Demko is back as well, and I think that Shelov's gonna have a real good bounce back game here, because like he is a really good goalie, and I don't want to put draw too much conclusions of like one game, the opening game of the season, right? So let's just what happens, but I think they're in good shape until Demko comes back. But like I said, if they want to go far,
yeah,
Demko needs to be back. Yeah.
What did you know about Lankinen before he signed with Vancouver? Did you have an opinion on how he'd played previously with the Blackhawks and the Preds?
Yeah, I honestly didn't watch him that much with the Preds, but I watched him a lot with the Blackhawks, and I, like you said too, I thought that he was really good on a bad team, right? And he's definitely one of these guys that can go in and steal games if he has to as well. So I'm excited to see him a little bit more, and I think that he's definitely capable of getting the job done.
Is it hard to adjust to a new team? Like Lankinen's come in here, he only gets a couple of preseason games, not even a full training camp, learning the tendencies of your defenders and learning the system and where they want to funnel shots through. Can it be a bit of an adjustment period? Didn't look like it in his first game, but can there be a bit of an adjustment period for a new goalie?
Yeah, there is, and I think that it is going to take a little bit for him to get used to everyone and everything, right? But there's definitely a lot of good signs in the first game, and that's definitely something that they can build on, you know. And I think that they're definitely talking a lot to him about the different systems and how they want their goalie and their D and everything to work together, right? So, I'm excited to see him in his second game as well.
So you're up here November 1st for the Camp Pro-Am. Where do you think you're going to go on draft night? You think you'll be a high draft pick or...
I think I'm going to be underestimated. And I am prepared for a long night at the draft floor before my name is called. But on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to really surprise people. So, maybe there's teams that have looked at, like, my stats from the beer league and everything, like, here. But if they haven't done the research, then I'm probably going to be picked one of the last ones.
Well, you know, the thing is about that event, from my experience being there, It's really about how much fun you are. That's how high you get drafted. It's not necessarily about how good are you on the ice, because you know what? These people want to have a good time. So if you can be like one of the good guys in the room, you might go higher than expected.
Guys, this is why they kept giving me NHL contracts. I'm a great guy in the room. This is why I'm going.
I still think Kess is getting drafted ahead of you, though. So it's
unfortunately, I would have to agree. But I still think that with all his surgeries and everything, I can put money on that I'm going to be the better player in the tournament when it comes down to it.
Well, I know a lot of our listeners have texted me or DM'd me on Twitter being like, hey, Eddie Lack, he's got a big billboard next to the Fatburger on Broadway. And unfortunately, it recently came down. But when you're up here, I hear you're going to be hosting an event, hoping to share some of your thoughts and your expertise on being an Arizona real estate agent.
Yeah. On that Friday, November 1st, I am going to host an event. It is limited seating, but if you're interested in learning more about Arizona real estate and the investments and stuff that I'm doing here, please reach out to me on my socials or at eddie@eddielack.com, and I would love to get you guys in.
Eddie, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to dangle you on the ice come November 1st.
We'll see about that.
Cheers, Eddie.
Thank you, guys.
There is Eddie Lack, who's coming up for the Can Pro-Am, which is just a few weeks away now, from November 1st to the 3rd. Always a great event. We'll be emceeing the draft night back in the MC chair and making sure everybody gets their top pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always a great cause, the For Canucks Autism, of course. And the items that you can bid on are for the Can Pro-Am. They're online at canproam.ca. And if you want to donate, especially in times right now, if you can, obviously I know it's not easy for everybody, but you can go to canucksautism.ca.
Some of the items up for bid, always good. You know, you get jerseys, you get experiences, whatever it is. But if you are able, we encourage you to support the Canucks Autism Network and the Can Pro-Am. Again, you can be in on the auction at canproam.ca or just donate at canucksautism.ca. It's Dan Riccio and Satyar Shah. It's a game day for the Vancouver Canucks with a big one up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, the Lightning are, I mean, they're a little bit different this year. Obviously, one game, not a ton to glean out of their one game, other than like, oh yeah, Nikita Kucherov's still really good at hockey. He got a hat trick in his first game. It was cherry picking for the empty netter. But when you're Nikita Kucherov and you have the kind of accolades that he does, you are allowed some of those things. But you know, the one big, well, I guess there's a couple of big changes. Obviously, they lose Mikhail Sergachev, but adding in Jake Guentzel and taking out Steven Stamkos is the big change in their forward group.
Yeah, Jake Guentzel being the player the Canucks were also pursuing in the offseason, obviously ends up with the Tampa Bay Lightning, who traded for his rights, gave up a third-round pick to acquire his rights from the Carolina Hurricanes. And it's only one game in, has a couple assists, but he does provide a bit more pace than having Steven Stamkos. I know there was a lot of shock when Stamkos left the organization, or I guess they did not want to bring him back, is the more accurate way of portraying how that situation unfolded. I do think Guentzel long-term is a better fit there, and I think they're trying to be a faster team this year, be a little bit quicker, which is, we'll see how what it looks like. It's only their second game, right? And for all the talk about them obviously being fired up tonight, they've also had a little bit of a break here, a bit of an odd start to the season.
It's going to be an interesting team to follow, because I'm curious, like, where are they? Are they still a top three team in that Atlantic division? Are they more of a wild card team now? I think once they get to the playoffs, if they are healthy, because they have Hedman, because they have those high end players, they would be a tough out come postseason time. But you know, there is still a lot of talent. You can't overlook this Tampa Bay Lightning squad. For the Vancouver Canucks, it's Artur Shilovs in goal. And, you know, for as much as there's a lot of storylines, there's a lot of debate going on in our Dunbar Lumber text message inbox, like Peter in Cloverdale saying we lost the home opener because Eddie was wearing his Millionaires jersey for his Canucks party in Scottsdale. And how much we should be taking on the 0-0-2 start. One thing I'm sure everybody is on the same page about is Elias Pettersson getting going and wanting to see Elias Pettersson get back into gear and look more like the guy he was for the first half of last year all the way up until the All-Star break. And certainly the guy that we saw the year prior where he put up over 100 points. Elias Pettersson's got to get going, Sat.
Yeah, of course. And I saw somebody texted in a bit earlier, and they made a good point to the text inbox. And they said last year, Elias Pettersson had his struggles. And Jim, the energy guy, I'll read the text, said, Petey spent half the year falling out of sync with his game. Did you expect him to immediately catch his mojo out of the gate with new line mates? Give him 10, 15 games before you make any harsh judgments. That's Jim, the energy guy. And I think that's the boring but also accurate way of portraying the situation. A player who kind of struggled last year towards the end of the year and didn't have a great playoff.
Yeah.
Do you expect him to come out and have confidence right away? You have to gain that and build that confidence up a little bit. And I remember something that Henrik Sedin said. If you want to be confident, work harder at your game, which goes back to staying after practice a bit more, being more prepared. And the more prepared you are, the more ready you will be to be confident when you get onto the ice. I expect Pettersson to be good. He needs to get going. There is a little bit of early season, ups and downs you have to kind of see through. It's about what does it look like 10, 15 games in. I agree. Give it a little bit of time. But if this team is going to be good, he has to get going, no doubt.
Pettersson projected to play with Jake DeBrusque and Danton Heinen today. All right. The pregame is coming up. We'll have the pregame roundtable with Batch and Randeep. Get you ready for the Canucks and Tampa Bay Lightning. That's next. You've been listening to Canuck Central on Sportsnet 650.